Shaquan and NSK on 102.9. Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It's Ethnic Sonia Radio, 7:37, Song of the Year time. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. Now, again, there's a lot that happened over the weekend, and we are trying our level best to catch up with everything and to unpack everything and just to try and make sense of everything that that transpired. Now, again, earlier on, I did mention there was drama with one of Namibia's at some point premier football club, should I say, in which we're in a game or at a game, because the first division started over the weekend, I understand, and as they started, Black Africa being relegated to the first division, two teams showed up that represents Black Africa, where police had to be called in to try and make sense of this thing. It's just, and when you see the actual footage, the actual scenes, it's actually, it's
where's
it's
the footage?
It's all over socials, but I'll forward some stuff for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just like, I know, what can I mean for a big club like Black Africa?
Come on,
you know,
man.
What I mean? An institution like Black Africa.
Yeah.
And yes, it's, I'm not a Black Africa supporter. I'm an 11 Arrows supporter.
Mm-hmm.
But just in the interest of football, this is not the type of thing that should be happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But me and you, we don't know the inside works, Shaquan.
Yeah.
We don't. So let's bring in people who are privy to the conversations.
Yeah.
Who understand what is going on to perhaps make some sort of sense for me and you and the next person.
Okay.
Let's bring in Abudi Isa Kamata.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning to all your Fresh FM. You asked about what's happening at Black Africa. A very sad situation indeed, NSK. But the long story short, there was a truce somewhere in the middle of the season. Unfortunately, the team was relegated to the Southern Stream First Division. And it appeared there was reconciliation among two factions, if you want to call them that. An interim committee comprising representatives of both the factions was put into place. But as we approach the new season, the 2023-2024 season, the differences among the Black Africa people emerged again. There were two registrations that were done. It appears again with the Namibia Football Association. You know, they are using an InConnect online registration system. There was a Black Africa that was registered, and then there was a Black Africa United or United Africa that was also registered. What is baffling is...
No, but how did the registration continue? Do you understand? Like, like whoever's registering the teams, you see there's Black Africa that's registered, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And then here comes another application to register Black Africa United.
How are you not asking questions before you even proceed with actually, okay, you are actually a part of the league.
Okay.
What?
Abudi Isa, continue, please.
Baffling is the team that was relegated from the Namibia Premier Football League was Black Africa. Okay. However, we hear that now the team that one of the two teams that was registered is Black Africa United or United Africa. Those are the names that are being bandied about. And as it turned out, on the 25th of November, the team that is supposed to be known as Black Africa was supposed to take the field in its opening match against Latino team from Riobot that qualified to play in the first division Southern Stream. Unfortunately, there were two teams, both representing Black Africa. But one was Black Africa Sports Club. The other one, on paper, is Black Africa United, the United Africa. There were protesters from a group, from a faction of Black Africa. And the match did not take place. Police were called. NFA officials were on scene. But the fans who organized themselves as diehard Black Africa supporters said, this is not going to happen. There's not going to be any football. So the match did not take place. For the next...
Hold that thought, Shaquan. Yeah. Also, another question here that I have, right?
Yeah.
Do we know that there's Africa United, the second team, second double ganger of Black Africa? Was it established that this team is indeed representing the Black Africa?
Yes. That's what I'm confused about.
Kostanji.
Because then, if this is the opening match, does that mean that they're still going to keep on pulling up to the same matches?
Abudi Isaac.
For the next day, then, The vice president of the Namibia Football Association, Mr. Merce Marcus, the letter to the police requesting their presence at the Sunday game that Black Africa was again supposed to play. And then in the letter, chairperson of Southern Stream First Division, who is now also the newly elected vice president of the Namibia Football Association, Mr. Merce Marcus, made some startling allegations or revelations that the SSFD, which is the Southern Stream First Division, did not recognize a particular faction of Black Africa. They recognized one and they did not recognize the other. And I'm being very careful here by not mentioning names, because this is beyond names, name-calling NSK. This is a really sad situation that Black Africa is finding itself in. I think as Namibia, not just as football followers, as Namibians, we need to be very concerned about
exactly
where this team is heading to, why there's a difference between the groups of people within Black Africa. But be that as it may, a letter was written to the police to request for some form of protection and for the game to go ahead. But in there, it says unrecognized group of people. But if you are a football fan, if you follow Black Africa matches, if you follow Black Africa matches, you would see these people. Their faces are all over social media.
Yeah.
Their names are known. You would have seen them at Black Africa matches in the past.
So they are Black Africa supporters.
Why they are called unrecognized is for me very baffling, and maybe for the rest of those who follow football in the country. And these are Namibian people who follow Black Africa. They wore Black Africa t-shirts. And they were, in the letter to the police, it says they are unrecognized because the people that they perhaps represent are not recognized by the Namibia Football Association by extension. Because Southern Stream First Division say they recognize one faction and they don't recognize the other.
I'm still confused.
Okay, my thing, you know, my theory is, and I could be wrong on this, eh? Having played netball for as long as I have, I know, even as an outsider, the politics that happen with Black Africa. Pertaining to their sports, just in general. Hey?
And how it's managed.
And I think these are people who, a lot of the people who are actually managing the club are people who played for the club, that grew up, you know, their parents were supporting,
and
they became
supporters.
Lifelong supporters, yes. But now the thing is also, what you don't understand is you are really diminishing. Like, people are not even taking Black Africa serious as we used to back in the day because of things like this. I think there's some politics that are going on, people not being on the same page. You are not agreeing with what I'm saying. Oh, you don't want.
It's
your vase. I'm going to do my own thing on my side. And then you're doing your own thing on your side, thinking that I'm going to make it a point. Because now some people might actually be feeling, oh, this is what I heard.
Yeah.
Some people feel that had the team not been managed by certain people, they would not have been relegated. But like, also, if you're not pulling in the same direction, all you're doing is spending all your time on fighting, when is the train going to move?
Exactly. When's the team gonna move? I think this is embarrassing. I just as a football lover,
sorry,
in the country,
man, guys, get it together. We love our Black Africa. Even with, I was even saying this off air, you know, just off topic, with Orlando Pirates, for example. It would break my heart personally, as someone that has been supporting Namibian football for a long time, if that team also gets relegated. Like, guys, let's get it together.
Well, you got to move with the times. Black Africa needs to move with the times. We will keep an eye on this. We'll also get Dion on the story to continue his investigations into trying to understand what's going on there. 7:46, when we do get back, we'll check out fantasy football made possible by DSTV and Shekwan.
African Stars is a good team, what?
No, apart from that, it's a fantasy football now. Chelsea, bro.
Yes.
Yo, I'm sorry.
I
need to buy you a brandy at this point.
Yeah, no, please. I need it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Vichy, but let's leave it at that. We'll be back in a minute. Stick around.
Shekwan and NSK on 102.9.